Hi, my name is Eric De La Rosa, and welcome to the Wright Brothers Podcast. Be sure to check us out at stingerehs.com or on Instagram and Twitter at stingerehs.
On the fourth episode of the Wright Brothers Podcast, we discuss how we met, why we started the podcast, as well as answering questions from our audience. Also, be sure to stick around for an exclusive interview with Aiden Dougherty, the first ever Rock, Paper, Scissors Quarantine League champion. Enjoy.
Welcome back to episode 4 of the Wright Brothers Podcast. I'm Aiden Springs, and today I'm joined by my co-hosts Jacob Welsko and Eric De La Rosa. How's it going today, guys?
So
pretty good day. How are you, Aiden? How are you doing?
I am tired, even though I know I shouldn't be.
Right.
You know, it's like that compounding tiredness where you sleep a lot and thus you become more tired.
How many hours did you sleep?
Today would be a bad example, but I mean, I've gone days where I've slept 15 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Damn.
It's not good. It's just unhealthy.
Phil, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, indoors. Now we got time to sleep because we don't have school, so.
Yeah, it's isn't like that weird? We were all in school, like, oh man, I hope we get out, and now it's, you know.
Now it's like actually over. We had like no snow days, and we wished for snow days, and now the whole year is gone. But
crazy.
Yeah, bro. I didn't want this, bro.
Be careful what you wish for, right, boys?
Yep.
I guess.
Oh man. So today we're gonna try and talk about a little bit, sort of why we started the podcast. How we met each other, backstory, sort of origin story. Certainly not going to be as interesting as Superman, but hopefully we can try and make something out of this.
So, backstory. Three of us, the Wright brothers. I thought of the name, by the way. I just want to say that.
No, you didn't. I did.
I totally.
No, it was Phil. No, it was Aiden.
100% me.
No, I remember this. It was at Applebee's. I do remember.
It was me who thought of the name.
100% me. Jacob, you cannot take credit for this.
I vividly remember this. I actually, I'm not going to say that. I don't remember. All I know is Phil came up with the name. That's all I know.
That's what happened.
But whatever.
Dude, I'm telling you. That's beside the point.
Man, I'm out of here, all right, Jacob? You're trying to take my credit. I'm out of here. This is done.
No, give me credit. We're splitting the royalties three ways anyway, so it's fine. Jay, Journalism 2 is where this all started. Three of us.
Is it? No. Back it up.
Well, I met you, Eric, Journalism 1.
Journalism 1, freshman year, me and Jacob had it together. That's where
great
we met.
I didn't take J1 freshman year.
Yes, you did.
You had to.
Oh, I did take it freshman year. That's right. I wasn't in your class.
you were not in our class.
I had like Sam Googe in my class.
No, he was in our class. You had him in J2.
Who was in my J1 class?
Wasn't our class.
All right, but anyways. J1, yeah. Me and Jacob knew of each other, but we weren't friends until J1.
And then that's rest is history.
I met Aiden Springs after we joined the Stinger at the end of freshman year. And then he came, I don't know, I was at some Stinger production day. He was at the same one. And then we talked and I was like, this kid seems pretty cool. Next day, I come into a study hall. And this kid's watching a documentary about Liberia. And that's when
true.
I really
I
got to know
that.
Him.
I met Aiden after homecoming, freshman year.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Do you remember that?
Dude, I didn't know anybody. I was, you know, it was totally like the clean slate effect where it was like, I mean, considering I don't know anyone and I don't really have a reputation, I might as well just go all out. So.
Wait, explain why you didn't have a reputation.
Because I went to St. Thomas. I didn't go to a public school. I went to Makunji Elementary until fourth grade, and then I switched to St. Thomas. So, I mean, I knew people. Obviously, there's a handful of St. Thomas kids at Emmaus, but I wasn't, like, really sad or mad about it. Like, I feel like often kids feel like, oh, I don't know anyone. It was kind of sort of fun. So there were some downsides. Like, I really didn't know the shtick with, like, homecoming. So I showed up in khakis and blue polo shirt and a vest. So that was a decision that I made. There's a video of me and Eddie Meoni dancing.
Yes, that's literally what I'm picturing right now.
Fantastic video. Fantastic piece
that's
of media.
Fire.
Anyway, yeah. So afterward, Ryan Underwood, I like kind of just met him, and I offered to pay for his McDonald's in exchange for taking me wherever he was going afterwards. I don't even know. So that turned out to be Andrew Roselli's house, who I'm now close friends with. But at the time, he only knew me as the kid who was aggressively throwing pretzels around his basement after homecoming. So, yeah.
I remember you kept saying something weird. I forget what it was.
Dude, I don't know. I was a strange person. Even the beginning of freshman year, I think there was still some of that spillover, you know, that sort of middle schoolness. But,
yeah,
you know,
it's funny.
Hopefully I've matured out of that. I don't know.
There's a picture from that night with all my friends, and you're in the back.
Yep, I'm in the back. I forgot what I was doing. I was doing something stupid.
Yeah, you're just sitting there, and you're in the back. And now, like, we're friends. So, like, it's crazy how life can just do that.
Weird, man.
I remember, dude, why did you and me pick each other as partners for a first day one story? Like, I was wondering about that.
I think we just knew. I think like, we were both going to take that class, and we didn't know anyone else. So we were like, oh, let's just, like,
that's
become
true.
Friends. And then there you go. The first, was that the homecoming story?
There you go.
Wow, that's actually
yes,
crazy.
It was a homecoming story. In.
homecoming.
we wrote a story called Hoko Don't Go about how everyone hated homecoming, but it was really awkward because me and Jacob both had a really good time at homecoming.
It was our first time interviewing people. It was our first story. Jeez. It was our first journalism story ever.
And freshman Jacob out there interviewing like seniors.
Yo, was that the story that went on the senior stage?
See, that was for the songs.
Oh, was that the? Yeah, the song. Oh, my God. Me and Jacob, we had to go on the senior stage. I think it was with Hoko Don't Go. Miss Riemann was like, you guys only interviewed, like, your friends. So we were like, all right, we're going to get one kid from every grade. So we went to the CAF. And then it was time to interview some seniors. And me and Jacob were so scared.
Who did you interview on the senior stage?
I don't remember.
I don't even remember. But
dude,
we
you know
were
what's
so
crazy?
Scared.
Those
like,
kids
we were
like...
terrified.
20.
Wow.
That's
They're
crazy.
20 right now. So, dude, some of them probably are 21.
Wow.
They are full-fledged adults now. It's weird. Man, freshman Jacob and Eric up on the stage. It's hilarious.
Up on the stage talking to people about what their favorite song of the year was.
Dude, next year.
That was that story.
The next time you eat lunch at Emmaus High School, we'll be on the senior stage.
That's crazy. that's true.
Oh god.
So then, talk about the Liberian movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. So the first time the three of us were in a room together was, like I said, there was some sort of study hall. I'm not sure. I walk in. Aiden Springs is there. Jacob and me and Jacob planned. We're like, oh, let's go.
We both had a study hall that period, I think.
Yeah, we both had a study hall, and Miss Ruman was like, kids who are on the stinger usually come up.
Yeah, this is when we were being
just
recruited.
Just, like, hang out there. So we were like, all right, let's go. Let's hang out. So me and Jacob go, and Aiden was the only other kid there. And this is the first time the three of us were all in the same place at the same time. And Aiden Springs is like, you guys got to watch this. You got to watch this.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
It was. So something right out of a TV show.
And I'm telling you, I've only talked to this man once for, like, 30 seconds in my life before, and he pulls out this documentary.
It's called
this
Cannibal
Vice documentary.
Warlords of Liberia.
Obviously,
and it is like the most horrible but hilarious thing ever. It's about Liberia. They had a civil war, and the country is still incredibly effed up today. And there was a lot of cannibalism and drug use. It's just it's the epitome of like a not good place. For lack of better words.
Anyway, I only remember like three things from this documentary. One, I remember that people in Liberia use the beach.
The minister of like the economy was like taking a dump at the beach.
I remember that.
I do. Yes. I remember that they went to this prison and there was a monkey.
That's the only thing I remember.
In the prison. Dude, that they locked up.
And like the commissioner
and
of the prisons.
They paid like $6 to break someone out.
Yeah, that was General Bin Laden. Yep.
Yeah, and then the dude was General Bin Laden.
Who,
And it he was, named himself after Osama.
Because it was
Osama
like scary. And then it was General Mosquito, and his rival was General Mosquito Spray. It was General George Bush. Dude, and then of course, the protagonist, General Butt Naked, who was the protagonist of the documentary.
Oh, I do remember that.
It literally sounds fake.
You can't make that up.
Like we're making it up.
It sounds like a Far Cry game or something, but it's not. It's literally Liberia. It's like a hop, skip, and a jump from like Brazil. It's bizarre.
Anyway, so by that point, me and Jacob were pretty good friends.
We had J1 under our belt.
Took J1 together. And there's only one J2 class, so we knew that we were going to be in the same class of Aiden next year. So I think I was just like, we got to hang out with this guy more because this is the funniest thing I've ever. Oh, wait. You also showed us
B-14. Oh, yeah, B-14. B-14 is Ugandan action film, and it's really poorly made, and it's quite funny to watch. It's out of the Ugandan film industry known as Wakaliwood. So if you're ever bored during quarantine, just look up B-14.
It's a great film.
Probably one of the best ever. Hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, there's a series of those. There's the one with Spider-Man. Did I ever show you guys the one with Spider-Man?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, the weird CGI me the one with Spider-Man.
Oh, wait, that sounds
What happens is they, like, they, like, get computers that have, a handful of, like, pre-animation, like, pre-done animation packs, and this one obviously just had Spider-Man for some reason. So they just use Spider-Man as this, like, ghost antagonist guy. It was bizarre. It's so weird. You just have to watch it.
Yeah, we're not doing justice by explaining it. You really have to see it for yourself.
No, we're not.
Yeah, as with most funny pieces of media, explaining it makes it far worse. So just watch it.
So yeah, we watched that Vice documentary. We watched B-14, and then the next time we hung out was at Half Apps. And that's when the Wright Brothers
that was
name.
It.
Yeah,
birth.
That was when I coined
this. Yeah. So that we kind of, you know, and I have to pay homage. Being, you know, a group of three dudes, we certainly followed in the footsteps of those before us. The Triple Entente were Joe Eckstein, Luke Mackey, and Don Marler. Great guys. They were the head honchos of the Stinger when we arrived freshman year.
2018.
They graduated that year. Yeah, 2018. Great guys. Very funny. I was close with them. I know you guys were too. So originally, I think we were the Triple Entente V2, and then that needed to be a game.
We had to set ourselves apart.
We had to. It was important.
So the Wright Brothers was born.
Yep. One day, I don't know where Aiden was, but I remember me, Jacob, Joe, and James. James is done. All in some study hall. And James just looked at us and he's like, you guys got to continue the legacy. And I remember that just scared the crap out of me.
Dude. Like the responsibility is weighing on
you. I wonder if we're doing it right, you know?
I was like, oh, man.
I mean, did they have a podcast?
Definitely not.
Nope.
No, they did. Didn't they have the
They had those. Maybe one or two, but nothing this formal. I guess
they did something.
Or this successful. What could I say?
But yeah, so that day in Half Apps, we were like, we can't stay as a Triple Entente V2. Yeah. We need our own name.
And then Aiden Springs said the Wright Brothers.
Definitely me.
Dude, it was not you.
Yes, it was.
I know for a fact it wasn't.
You know what? I remember Aiden saying it, but it does sound like something Jacob would say.
Yo, we should be the Wright Brothers, like, as a joke.
Shut up! It was me! I swear to God. I literally swear it was me. I don't exactly remember it being in Half Apps. I feel like I just put it in. I just changed the name.
It was in Half Apps.
Dude, I feel like it was me.
It was definitely
I'm pretty sure.
Whatever. We're all the Wright Brothers now. And then Journalism 2 happened, and we all sat next to each other, I think, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know what Ms. Riemann was thinking, but she put the three of us in a row together right next to her desk.
The stars all aligned.
And we didn't get any work done.
Yeah, that was it.
still didn't know that.
But we still managed to get a podcast somehow.
Yep. Still managed it. Yep. You know?
We've wanted a podcast since J2, right?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. I don't know if we ever like would have gone through with it.
But then as we got denied more, we needed to prove to ourselves and to the audience that we could deliver. All right, next segment. Eric, you want to get this off?
All right. Yes. We appreciate our fans so much. And we put a poll on my Instagram, which is from our fans, questions you have for the Wright brothers. All right. So first, Nate says, what is one thing you wish you were able to do?
Go to a diner and eat diner food.
Yeah. I wish I could draw.
Facts.
Dude, facts. That would be so cool. If I could draw, I'd be like the coolest person ever. I'd be so
That would actually be cool. I wish I could. I don't know. I wish I could like edit videos. Like that are not really dumb. I'm not good at it, man.
I'm really bad.
Jacob, this question is directed towards you for Nate. Restaurant. What is your favorite restaurant?
Probably McDonald's. No, definitely not McDonald's.
I might have to agree with you.
I don't know. Like, Red Robin is a great restaurant, bro, and I think he expects me to say that. But then again, it's like a chain.
You really like Red Robin. That's true.
I don't know. I really don't know. There were really good restaurants where I used to live. They're like really good, like pizza places there. So good. There's one called Morado. Delicious.
Where'd you used to live? Like,
near there.
Scranton?
Yeah. Oh. Pittston. In that area. Yeah. And you left.
All right. The next question was for Aiden. I don't know where he is.
Oh, he's back.
Okay. I want to answer the restaurant Aiden. Question.
Biryani City.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, question. My God. Aiden, what is one of your biggest insecurities?
Who asked this? Oh, wow. Interesting.
Nate Garcia cartoons.
I'm really scared of birds.
Yeah, no way.
That is a cop out.
Owls. Like,
when would you ever see?
There's no
way. That's what I'm saying. You don't. So that it's not something you would notice. But like owls, you ever see how big those things are, man? What if you're walking out at night and this thing comes and like scalps you?
There's no way this is true.
It's just scary. I don't know, man. You gotta understand. Out where I live, out in the boonies.
You live in the woods, bro.
You're walking around at night, you hear stuff, and you're like, oh my god, what if an owl is about to come and poke my eye out with this little claws?
I will say, like one of the first weeks of quarantine, I wake up 4 a.m., I swear there's an owl outside my window.
Dude, owls. Who made owls like these like wise creatures? Oh my god. These things are crazy. You ever see an owl eat something?
Dude,
owls you know what, the more you say it, turn his head all the way around.
The mystique.
I'm not gonna lie.
The mystique? What are you talking about? It's just a scary animal. There's no mystique involved. There's no mystique involved in this owl.
No.
You mean the mystery? Dude, what is mystique? It's like a Pokemon, dude. What are you talking about?
Never mind.
Mystique, noun. A fascinating aura of mystery, and power surrounding someone or something.
I think that actually is
a owls. Problem. That's my answer.
All right, whatever. Eric, what is something that gets you angry about people your age?
Wow, and they asked you all great questions, and they asked me my favorite restaurant.
people my age, I guess I don't like how this is kind of like a typical answer, but I don't like how soft kids are these days. Kids
always, you know? Soft.
And these kids so Somebody soft, bro. Ryan. Can't take a joke. No, I don't know. I just feel like
sensitive.
I feel like people are just soft. I don't know. I guess that's.
I agree with you.
That's the only way,
Mr. De La Rosa. I think the world needs to take a joke.
Yeah,
that's true. Next question from Madison.
I wear a size 11 and a half shoe. Jacob's feet are absolutely gigantic.
Jacob,
that's a personal
Jacob
question.
Has massive feet.
No, size 12.
Damn.
Wow.
Wow. I'm only a 10. It's kind of awkward. Yeah. Next up is from at freaking nice. Underscore.
Don't know who this is.
Neither do I.
Where do I find your podcast?
You can find our podcast.
EHS.com. You can find our podcast.
Boom.
Link in our Instagram bio.
I hope you go there.
Well, not mine. So
facts.
No. And the stinger is.
Oh, true.
This question. And next question from at Dylan Mike. What is the hardest time each of you have made each other laugh?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I feel like I pretty consistently make people laugh. So I assume I've helped you guys at some point.
Damn. Humble brag. I would say the hardest I've ever laughed from, like, the three of us together.
Oh, my God. That image.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
It consistently makes me laugh. There's no...
Jacob has a certain aura around him. All right,
Phil, you want to explain this?
I can't really explain it in words.
Yeah.
But he sort of... And it's not intentional. Maybe it is, but I really don't think it's intentional. But and it's not a negative thing either.
It's not.
This is, you know, for everyone out there, so he's calling him Fat Jake. Jacob is not overweight, you know, nor do I recall him really. I never knew him if he ever was. I think, you know, as a kid, he might have been a little chubby. You know, we all were.
Middle school, different story, bro.
Third, yeah.
What period was journalism? It was third period. Journalism 2 was third period, sophomore year. I'm walking up the stairs, and, like, literally from the stairwell, I can hear Aiden laughing. And I'm like, this is going to be good. And the stairwell is like 2 classes away. And Aiden runs out into the hall. And he just screams. He's like, Eric, you got to come and see this, Eric. And like literally from the stairwell, I can hear Aiden laughing. And I'm like, this is going to be good. And the stairwell is like 2 classes away. And Aiden runs out into the hall. And he just screams. He's like, Eric, you got to come and see this, Eric. I was like, what the hell? And I walk in. And the only person in the room is Jacob. And Aiden just goes, look at Jacob. And he's just standing there.
There's nothing significant about the situation.
I don't even know how to explain. Nothing significant at all. He literally is just standing there. And we just started cracking.
It was the most amazing thing.
It was beautiful. We took a picture of it.
Did it up. Oh, my God. It's just amazing.
We printed it out. We put it on the wall.
It's a moment that will go down in history.
Dude, I honestly don't know the hardest I've had with you guys. Like, I'm trying to remember.
We really aren't answering a question.
Yeah.
I guess. Wasn't it like when they made you...
What's the hardest time each really of you remember. Have made each other laugh?
Jacob, what do you think?
I can't think. I mean... I think we had some pretty hard laughs with those movies.
Fair enough.
All right. Last question from Devontae Hines. In your opinion, who do you think will win the rock, paper, scissors quarantine? By the time this episode comes out,
really?
The winner will already have been decided.
Oh, cool. So I could overdub my answer.
Yes. So.
Dude.
I'm going to give a prediction, and then I'm going to be proven wrong, and Jacob will overdub it. So there's four people left. It's Jacob Welsko. He's out still alive. Yes. Jacob Welsko, Aiden Dougherty, Nick Toma, and Jake Hayne. I think you have three tryhards in that group and Jacob Welsko.
Somehow I'm still alive.
Jacob did not want to join the Rock, Paper, Scissors League. I forced him to join it.
Dude.
And now he's in the final four.
I have a prediction. You go.
What? I you're not gonna like like this answer, Jacob, but I honestly think Aiden Dougherty's gonna
I think he's gonna win too.
I think it's Doc.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Interesting.
I think he's gonna win.
I'm going with Nick Toma.
Yeah, I think it's him.
Facts.
He's been in it since the beginning.
That's a solid answer.
He's been saucing since the beginning, and I believe he will finish off the year in Nick Toma fashion.
What does the winner get again? A fanny pack? Wow. Well, I really hope
the winner gets a fanny pack that says champion on it. But it's not a champion fanny pack.
Yeah, Phil.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you for asking questions.
That's all the questions.
Appreciate the fans, the audience.
The next audio was recorded after the initial recording of this episode. Following the final rounds of the league, we decided to talk with the champion himself, Aiden Dougherty.
All right. So right now we're being joined by Aiden Dougherty, the champion of the Rock, Paper, Scissors Quarantine League.
Facts.
Which, as we spoke about before, was created by Eric De La Rosa due to the intense boredom of the pupils at Emmaus High School. So, Aiden, would you like to give us a breakdown of your strategies, overall feeling about the league, and what's it like to be the champion?
Well, I'd like to start with, thanking Eric for putting it together. It was great. Had a great time.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Got to see a bunch of my friends. Didn't see forever. It was great.
So, did you go in with a strategy, or was it kind of just...
Yeah, you gotta predict what the other person's going to do.
How would you go about predicting
that? How do you do that?
Well, like, I don't know. It's just like a gut feeling, you know?
I mean, it sounds like BS, but I mean,
yeah,
like, a lot of people throw scissors first. So
really,
then you're naturally So what you have to kind of do is you have to scope out the person's skill level, and based upon that, then you can determine they're either going to throw scissors first, and if they're a little bit smarter than that, then they'll throw rock to counter scissors.
Yeah, some people,
right?
Yeah, some people.
And then you could go all the way around the circle and actually end up back at scissors because the person's going to throw paper to counter rock. You
know I feel like I mean? It takes a few rounds to really like understand like what the person wants to do. Like sometimes some people won't throw the same thing twice in a row, and sometimes people love to throw the same thing two or three times in a row.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's definitely it's more than just rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, sometimes like I played paper probably. I think it was like three times, like out of the whole like out of all seven rounds. I think I threw paper three times.
I never played paper. I probably threw paper three times in the whole league.
Yeah, you didn't.
No, I never played paper, man. That's just stupid.
Dude, I threw paper more than anything. If I had 3 points against me, I would just say I'm losing on paper. Like paper is my ride or die.
I'm a scissor man myself. I don't know.
I just kept dying on rock, man. Rock was not a good one.
You did throw a lot of rock. Yo,
not,
so
not the right move.
Aiden was in the Eastern Conference, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Doc, you in that final series, I guess you were up 2-0. You won the first.
I was up 2-0. Then I lost it.
Then you lost three games in a row.
Then I lost three. Then I won another two.
So, what was going through your mind as you're just getting pummeled those three games?
As I won the.
And then
when I went up 2-0
in the comeback,
after that, I was going crazy. I was like, oh, I won this. I have this in the bag. And then I lost that first game. I was like, okay, you know, that happens. Then I lost the second game. I was like, oh, crap. Then I lost the third game. I was like, bro, I lost. I'm done.
Damn.
I just got swept. But then I won the third game. I was like, okay. But when it was game 7, 3-3, like, my pits things were huge.
Just, dude, I have to ask. Most important question: what will you do with the fanny pack?
Oh, I'm about to have a bust down on my waist. I'm about to be dripping around town.
What kind of activities are you gonna be partaking in, which require you to go downtown?
Any activity is not coming off my body. I don't care what I'm doing. It's staying on my body.
Sure. Wait, is it a fanny pack or is there a trophy too?
There is a trophy and a fanny pack.
Oh, wow.
The trophy, Aiden keeps forever. He won that.
Oh, but the fanny pack, we pass around?
We pass around,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So that means
Eric, do you hear the disappointment in his voice?
No. I know. He was
I got to win next year then.
He's got to continue the legacy. He's got to go back to back.
All the stuff I'm going to put in that fanny pack, bro.
Dude, you can't.
I'm putting a trophy.
Dude, I'm about to be.
You can't damage the fanny pack.
I'm about to
pack,
be
bro.
Dripping in the fanny
we
pack.
We don't need it.
I'm very excited.
I don't know. Maybe I buy a new fanny pack.
No, we can pass it
around. Maybe I buy two. Dude, this man. Oh, dude, can you imagine first day of school? We come back from freaking global pandemic. This man pulls up to school with a champion fanny pack.
But not champion.
But not champion.
Champion.
Dude, how much is it?
$15.
It was like $15, yeah.
Did you already buy it?
That's kind of a lot, low key.
I did buy it.
How long till it come in?
Oh my god.
It's in, bro.
It's in.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for quarantine.
When do I pick this up?
Dude,
he wants to go get it right now.
He does.
Dude, I will drive to your house and pick this fanny pack up.
No. We gotta have a ceremony, bro.
No, we can have a
dude. You ain't getting it.
It's
for
like the chain
of
the guard.
Leave it on your
like,
porch.
Right.
I'll come get it. Then we can have like another FaceTime with all the people, and they can watch me put it on with like candles in the back.
So Eric, are you satisfied with Doc as a winner?
Oh, 100%. Doc, anyone who knows me and Doc go way back.
We go way back.
Stars and bars.
Honestly, it's probably rigged.
How do you rig Bar Paper Scissors?
I did not rig it.
You can break it down.
Although I did want Doc to win before the season started. I predicted Doc would be the winner.
So did I.
I predicted Doc to be the winner when the final four happened. So the fact that he won is pretty cool because it shows I may not be good at rock paper scissors, but I'm good at predicting who will win.
Got on some horses.
I'm pretty satisfied. The final game, like the whole seven rounds.
That game was great. That was a great game.
Yeah, it was great.
That was really a great game.
It was entertaining down to the wire. I'm really satisfied with that.
I don't think you could have got a better game than that, to be honest.
No, you couldn't have. And I'm happy with the league overall. I think it was great success.
Are you doing a summer league?
Awesome.
I don't know yet. I don't know because
if quarantine extends in the summer, then we
know. If quarantine extends, but I feel like the hype has died down around.
That's
it,
true. People got bored.
People you gotta give it some time to get, you know, perfect the system.
Yeah. I was low-key hoping that like it would end before finals so we could all get together for like this huge final party.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Will it come back next year, Eric?
It's
DVD. It'll definitely be back in April 2021 in some form.
Bet.
It's the new April craze.
But I don't know exactly how. Because we'll be out of quarantine, so I don't know if people are actually going to want to play.
Hey, you never know.
Rock, paper, scissors. Well, that's
you
true.
You never know.
when is the 3-year anniversary of Stars and Bars?
Dude, all right.
Soon. That's
this is going to sound made up, all right, but the first day we performed Stars and Bars in class.
Oh, it was bad.
Was 4/20, April 20th. We
was
performed
it really?
Stars and Bars. Yes. The first the day we did it at the talent show was June 9th or 6/9.
Huh.
Wow.
You can't make
that
up.
How many times did we perform it that one day? It was like four times, right?
Oh, four or five times,
yeah. We performed it to our class, and Mr. Hyman was like, you know what? I want you guys to perform it to all the classes.
Yeah, and we were
Yo,
like,
remember when we made the one about like all the teachers on the zone for the talent show and they hated it?
Yes, and they hated it.
They were like, no, this
bro.
Is not good.
Bro, when we auditioned for the talent show, we were going to... We made a song about like every teacher on
it was
kind
of fire too, like
it was kind of fire.
What do you mean
all right, so we did Stars and Bars, right? And then
yeah, yeah.
Social studies.
What's
teacher,
every teacher in the zone?
Oh, they we had like teams, yeah, like how I had pods. I don't know what you guys had at Catholic school. We had teams, so when we went for the talent show, we made a rap, and then like each verse was about like the teacher on the team or whatever, and
oh,
then
God.
We auditioned
yeah,
that
I can
for
see how that
show.
Might not have landed there.
And then they were like, nah, we don't want this. Do stars and bars.
Remember this, like the smoke machines?
Oh, the
That was lit.
That was lit. We had red and blue.
That was great.
Machines. That's all. That's all you need.
And then we had like our whole section wave the flags and everything.
All right. Well, this has been episode 4 of the Wright Brothers Podcast. We thank you again for listening. We love our fans. We love our guests. Aiden, the Doc Dougherty, wonderful guest today. And Eric, once again, talking about the Rock, Paper, Scissors Quarantine League.
Yeah, we are never.
Thanks again.
We are never discussing Rock, Paper, Scissors Quarantine League again.
Over. Until next
thank
year.
God.
Until next April.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, this has been the Wright Brothers out.